Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
T.ie. This is the issue that won't go away. And it's this issue raised by Suzanne, I think it was last week, about this hip flask bracelet. It's aimed, as Suzanne was adamant, it's aimed at young girls especially. Obviously, I can't see boys wearing hip flask bracelet. And it's in different colours, and it was on sale in Pennies. It is on sale in Pennies for €12 in the Christmas gift section. And Sandra Leonard's now on the line about it. Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You want Pennies to remove the flask. Why?
Well, first of all, Suzanne was very, very astute to see it. Yeah. And I think that's the thing about being a parent of teenagers, is you have to be a detective and know what they're actually buying. And I'm just quite surprised that Pennies have had almost a week now. They haven't removed it from the shelves. And what it is, I suppose you can call it a hip flask. It's not really a hip flask because it's concealed. So if it was a hip flask, you'd know what they were doing with it.
That's true. This is something you put up your, you either put on your wrist or actually shove up your arm.
Yeah, and I just feel it's a little divisive to be selling something. I'm surprised that they're not taking just a social responsibility on it, really.
Now, in fairness, some callers rang in to say, well, they could be putting Ribena into it.
But on the back,
another caller rang in and said, I agree, get it off the shelf, because on the back of it, it says, be careful with alcohol. So Pennies specifically knew people would be putting alcohol in it. And Pennies admitted that. They said, oh, we have a warning on the back saying alcohol can get you drunk or whatever the phrase is. Now, a few other things have happened. One, the Minister for Health has issued a statement saying, I didn't know this. He said recent figures show an 80% increase in the number of children under the age of 16 admitted to Irish hospitals because of alcohol intoxication. An 80% increase in the number of children aged under 16. He said that figure should be zero. These products, and he's specifically referring to the hip flask bracelet, these products might be attractive to children, and I would ask companies to consider this in their marketing. It is my strong view that there should be no room for alcohol in Irish childhoods. Now, I can tell you, is Suzanne there? Suzanne.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I've just been handed a statement from Primark, who own Pennies. Primark. They say Pennies always welcomes customer feedback and continuously tailors its product offering to reflect this. We take our responsibility as a retailer seriously, and we have made the decision to remove the novelty hip flask for sale.
Wonderful.
We apologise to all our customers for any upset caused. Now,
well, I'm delighted to hear that, Joe. I'm delighted to hear that Pennies are acting responsibly. In that their market really is young girls, and you know, for them to be going into Pennies buying a bracelet, but a hip flask.
Now, remember, you'll get the PC brigade saying this is the nanny state gone mad. I can give you the names of the columnists that will be writing that in the next few days, but anyway, let them sue. €12, but what was the, even the profit margin for Pennies in it?
Yeah, well, I think it was just ill-judged on their behalf, I would say. But I really am delighted to hear that they are acting responsibly. I don't know if anyone is near.
I don't know how many Pennies they were in. I know it was the main one.
They were in every branch. Oh, were they?
Okay.
Anyone who's
near the Pennies, would you go in and see is the hip flask gone? Because I presume they're doing it as we speak. It's now coming up to 23. If that's their statement, that they've decided to remove it once and for all. Now, that being said, I don't know. Maybe they sold out. That's the other thing we'll get. And then the other crew would say, oh, people can go online and buy them. But to have them in front of you as an...
My point is that my daughters would go in and shop at like most young teenage girls. Yeah. And it's the wrong message, making it normal, glamorising it all. And really, as a parent, all you want to do is to protect your children and do the best by them. I mean, it's frightening, the underage drinking in this country, Joe. I mean, as Eunan said last week, it's 4 out of 10 15-year-old girls. That's my eldest girl. She's 15. Like, that's half the 15-year-olds are out there drinking.
And the difference between online and the shopping experience in Penny's. As I say, my daughter worked in Penny's, or my son actually worked in Penny's in customer service. And he loved it, by the way. They were really good employees.
Yeah.
But he was, when I used to go in to him, and it was always groups of girls that be shopping together.
Well, it's different when it's there in front
and
of
it's,
you, Joe,
and they have a bit of laugh, and they pick this, and they pick that, and they nudge for this, and they nudge for that. And I could see, I thought you're right in that the bracelet, the novelty factor of the bracelet, with the pouring thing in it for the vodka, whatever, or Bacardi or gin or whatever they put in it. It's the type of thing that a group of young girls would see and nudge each other, and they'd all buy one just for the laugh.
And they think it's fun, and let's try it out, and maybe let's sneak it into the disco we're going to, you know, at the weekend. It's just the wrong message, but I'm delighted that Penny's have acted responsibly and removed
it. Well, Suzanne, we wouldn't, the country wouldn't, well, people going into Penny's, young people going into Penny's would have known it, but other people wouldn't. Maybe, and I thought your argument as well, and you used it last week about the normalisation and the glamorisation of alcohol is so true. Okay, Suzanne, it's not going to change the world now.
No,
you know that.
But it's a start, Joe, and I think we should all be aware, as parents, you know, of the underage drinking. It's frightening and it's growing. You know, but it's a step in the right direction.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you are now. What do I say now? They're going to be collector's items or whatever. But they do recognise, and they are gone off. They say they're taking them off the shelves as we speak.
That's great news, Joe. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks indeed, Suzanne. Thanks indeed, Sandra Leonard. 51551 Joe at RT.ie. Thank you both.